Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. This week we've been exploring a story from the Old Testament part of the Bible, the two characters, Jacob and Esau, brothers who had been estranged for about 20 years, and they were finally going to meet in the story we explored this week. And Jacob wasn't sure how his brother Esau would react. Jacob had betrayed Esau many years ago. He expected that the powerful older brother of Esau might actually attack him and his family. He took all kind of countermeasures. In the end, Esau forgave him, and the forgiveness theme that ran throughout that is going to form the basis of our prayers today. We pray on Fridays. If you've never prayed before, don't be too scared. Basically, I will suggest some things to pray for and leave you a bit of quiet time in order to talk to God about those things. You can do that out loud, you can do it just quietly in your thoughts, whatever makes sense for where you are. But just to kind of prepare us to talk to God, we'll take a few moments of silence now where you can just kind of turn down the radio, close your eyes if you're not driving, and focus your thoughts on God. We'll start by addressing our prayer to the God of love and forgiveness. God demonstrated his love most visibly on the cross as Jesus came to earth and then died for us so he could forgive us of our sins while actually dealing with them. So let's take some time to address our prayer to that God and acknowledge that he's a God of forgiveness. Now let's take some time to confess and say sorry for the ways that we've nurtured conflict and unforgiveness in our relationships. Think through who you have not forgiven, or who you haven't humbly approached to confess the ways you've hurt them. Think of who that might be in your life and pray to God about that. Now let's move on to thanksgiving and thank God for forgiving us. Forgiving us first so we could forgive others. He doesn't ask us to forgive others in order to be forgiven. He tells us to forgive as we've been forgiven, which supposes that his forgiveness comes first. So let's thank him for that. Well, finally, in supplication, let's ask God for help. Let's ask God to help us be humble, like Jacob was in approaching his brother Esau again after a long time of having betrayed him. Jacob changed. Let's ask God to help us change, to help us become humble, and to help us become forgiving like Esau, self-sacrificing like Jesus, who this story points to. In a nutshell, ask God to help you forgive. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week for our challenges. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, Saturday is a day of rest and Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And we will have one of our family room services this Sunday, March 8th at 10 o'clock in North Ajax. Hope you can join us. It's a great new church community where the emphasis is on everybody of all ages worshiping and learning together in one space. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more info. Otherwise, I will see you in these challenges next week. Bye for now.